Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is The Burt Show.
All right, let's get intern Brandon here. I lost the bet. Tell that we had a bet today, man.
What was the bet?
The bet was, will Dalvet come in with his sunglasses on or not? And what? I said you would not have your sunglasses on today.
You were so wrong.
And I lost.
This is your best friend, dude. You don't know your best friend. Well,
look how bright it is in here.
I've been surprised. Very surprised. How you doing, man?
I'm good.
You work?
Mackie.
Mic's not working. Mackie. Hello, there we go.
Yeah,
the sunglasses cancel out the microphone technology.
Oh,
still doesn't sound right.
Listen, it is so bright outside, and the pollen kills my.
Just share with Brandon.
Pollen, I'm
here, he can
you.
Use my mic.
Hold on, your mic's not working. We use this one over here.
It might be there's a Bush filter on this in the studio. So
yeah,
you know what? Seriously, take the sunglasses off and then say something.
The mic might work if you take the sunglasses off.
The mic,
yeah, perfect.
The mic might work. Say that four times.
What's going on, dude?
What's up, brother? It's good to be here.
You and Dookie do it up last night.
Oh boy.
Where'd you guys go last night?
10 degrees south, big up to 10 degrees, and what do we do after that? And then the rest was vague.
Okay. One of those, huh? Maybe that's why you're wearing the sunglasses today?
Good morning.
Try the sunglasses on Brandon for a second, because this is all about attitude.
There you go.
At the end of the day, this is all going to be about attitude.
Yeah, I think you need to have a friend named Dookie.
I don't think I've ever seen Dolvet's face without the sunglasses. It's really nice to see.
It's really
wow,
not
you're
that good
looking.
See, look, that changes everything.
Oh,
you just raise your game right
I feel
there,
like I
baby.
Should go out with Chili now.
Everybody got jokes, all right? You and me this weekend. I don't know.
All right, here's the plan going into the weekend. Dalvet, we brought you in here before, and you've met Brandon. Brandon, to me, is a good-looking dude.
He's a good-looking guy.
Thank you.
Got a good personality. Mm-hmm. I mean, you see him out at events. He's, like, holding the mic. He's holding court. He's good to go, right? But he's got this thing, man, when it comes to women. He's got zero confidence, zero swagger. Nothing.
We definitely have to remedy that sickness, my brother.
Can I ask you for a clarification, Brandon?
Yo.
Because there is a rumor that you have approached a promo intern on more than one occasion.
You know what?
And said, you want to come over here and make out?
What?
Who said that?
I mean, it might be a rumor.
Okay. I heard the tease yesterday at the end of the show.
I don't think this has anything to do with that. I think this is just, I just got this a few minutes ago.
No, I don't think I've offered to make out with any of my promo interns. Maybe one or two during the summer, but I was an intern then too. I wasn't hired yet.
But
so
that's
well
like
that's
a
lines.
Pretty bold line for somebody who's claiming to have no game. Want to come over here and make out?
Well, it's promotions, you know. We got to sell ourselves.
See, he's got a different.
You can't text that. To
did
a girl.
Did Frankie
I don't
do
think
it?
I text that to her? I may have. I don't
know. You don't remember if you're
going back and
if I'm tired. I don't remember. Yeah, maybe.
And do you drink? Do you drink?
Not really.
Okay, that's gonna hurt.
Smart man.
That's gonna hurt with the confidence. So he told us earlier this morning he hasn't been out on a date in what 2 years?
Yeah, basically 2 years.
He's had one girlfriend. And describe to Dalvet what it feels like for you. If you're in a bar setting or whatever, or even if you're, you're working promotions and there's a pretty girl, she's across the room, what's going through your head? How are you feeling?
Well, if I'm working promotions, I know it's within the job to interact with people. So out at events, it's all part of the job.
It's different for you, okay.
Yeah, at events, it's all part of the job. It's fun just to interact with people like that.
Why is it different when, because I've seen you at events, I mean, he's one of the funnest people at an event. So what is the difference between being at a Q100 event and being just at, you know, out?
The timesheet.
So, no, his attitude
so if you're getting
different.
Paid, you'll flirt?
No, it's just within the job, like, I know it's part of the job. I know that's why they hired me to interact with people. So it's like a switch goes off, like, okay.
Work mode.
Yeah, it's game time. Let's
but
go.
But if that works during off. A promotion, then why can't you just use that when you're right. not Brandon, the promotions guy?
Because 9 times out of 10, I will never see those people again. So at that moment, it's just, hey, let's have fun.
There's no fear of rejection there.
Well, it certainly sounds like the way you're going now, 9 out of 10 times, you're never going to see the conversation.
Or you will see him again, but they'll ask you to introduce you to one of our friends.
it's confidence, right?
So I have no problem being the wingman either. I'm very good at playing that role.
Cop out.
I am very good.
It goes back to what Jen said earlier. It's all about rejection.
You don't want to get rejected, so you don't even put yourself out there because you're afraid of it.
It's easy to be the wingman because you can say that you're the one sacrificing. So if things don't work out, you know, it was just a nice bonus. But if you're the man going in, then there's a rejection factor.
But that's the whole point. You got to get rejected. That way you know what you're good at and what you're not good at. So you got to try. If you're not,
You got to do it.
You got to get out there. That's the whole point.
This is what I talk to about my girlfriends. But with girlfriends, it's a fear of getting hurt. Right? So guys have a fear of rejection and getting turned down. Mm-hmm. But women have a fear of like getting into relationships or dating or whatever because they're afraid of getting hurt. And I'm like, well, what's the alternative? Standing on the sideline the whole time?
Well, that's what he's doing.
You know?
He's standing on the sideline.
Exactly.
Tell, Delva, explain to Brandon when you got blown off by Chili how that made you a better, more confident dater.
Watch the show, okay? That's all I got to say. Watch the show, people.
But it's like, it's a little, look, Brandon loves baseball. It's a little bit like baseball. Here, okay? You're going to strike out a whole bunch, but every now and then you're going to hit a home run. But you're not even going up to the plate, dude.
Yeah, I mean, Jason Hayward, I mean, he struck out last night on 3 pitches. I mean, he's supposed to be the superhero of the Braves, but you know what? He had a horrible at bat.
He's going to strike out bombs, too.
So.
And so can you.
And so can you. That's the whole point. You got to keep swinging because eventually you'll hit a home run.
I mean,
exactly.
Or I could be like Troy Gloss and just strike out every time.
No.
Eventually, don't go to the game like that.
I think Brandon needs a little bit of help on the flirting side of things, Sylvette, because I got to...
Texting interns is not good flirting?
No.
And texting isn't good flirting, period.
And I got to experience Brandon attempting the flirt.
That's what I heard, and it was not a flirt, though.
Yeah, dude, what is this about?
It really wasn't a flirt.
It was, and it was bad.
The intern in question has a boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
And it was a full conversation that we were having before that.
Yeah. Okay,
what did you hear?
He's up at the front desk, right? Yeah. And the cutie little girl running the front desk, he's talking to her.
Cutie.
And I'm like over on the other side, like at the fax machine, I'm trying to send something. But I can hear him around the corner trying to chat it up with her. And he's going into this in-depth baseball conversation about baseball is the purest of all the sports. And he's going on and on like he's Mr. Baseball Expert, like he's trying to impress her.
I'm not trying
to... baseball expertise or whatever. And she was kind of being like talky, chatty, flirty right back to him, whatever. But you were like, you were a swing and a miss on that because you just kept hammering away on the sports. Like, you were doing like statistics and like this and that about your theories on the game of baseball.
No. He wasn't impressed by her. He was more impressed by what he was saying. Is that what
he was impressing himself?
He was impressing himself.
No, it was. The conversation was...
Look, Brandon.
Look,
you got to take all this in, dude.
You got to stop defending.
You haven't touched a boob in 2 years.
But that's,
you got to stop making excuses
situation
and listen to what's going on.
I wasn't trying to flirt with her. It was a conversation as in, why wouldn't I want to go to a Renaissance festival? Because I would rather watch baseball.
Don't bring the Renaissance festival on this. Now, hold on.
You know what? The problem is, Delvette is here, and Brandon, you're defending every single thing that comes up. You just have to accept the help. If you don't want the help, then Delvette certainly needs to work on his own game. He can focus on that. But if you want,
I'm
gonna
be okay.
Dola's gonna be fine. So I think if you're willing to accept the help, then you have to take the feedback from Jen and Delvette and Bert and whoever else.
But that situation wasn't a flirt, though.
You're defending.
But no, just in that
Stop. Everything you're doing sucks.
Just put a Band-Aid on it already.
Stop the bleeding.
All right,
don't ever talk about statistics when you're talking to a girl. Any sport. Don't bring up the stats.
And go back to the beginning of that story. When do we have someone at the front desk?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What station were you at? 10:15 and 10:30 every morning.
He must have a second job.
Thank God.
Yeah, somewhere else.
I can never get into this place.
Jesse has some advice. Jesse, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, what up, guys? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
What I was thinking is, like, if they're going out and they're planning to do some stuff and go talk to some chicks, maybe he starts out with, like, in the number rating system, you know, there's, like, 1 through 10. If he goes for a 10, he might strike out. But if he's, like, a 5, maybe go to, like, a 3 or a 4. It's a little easier to talk to, a little easier to get, you know, get some attention from.
He's saying just for the basics. Dolvet's looking like, what you talking about? he's saying just for the basics, man, just to build up a little confidence, you go out, you go below your lane a little bit to somebody that is going to be almost like grateful that somebody.
Desperate enough for
a
you
confidence
to
talk. Builder.
It's a confidence, builder. It's a so conversation slump buster.
So Jeff with a wig. Essentially, yeah. What you're saying.
He said a three, not a two.
Okay.
You like that advice or you don't like that advice?
That's good advice. No, not for my man.
You don't think so?
We're going to go. At the end of the day, the confidence has to come in two ways. Not only what you say, but what you're interested in, you know? So if he's interested in that girl versus, she's not okay, he won't really boost his own confidence, you know? So he has to say the right things, feel the right way, but also pursue the girl that he really, really wants.
I would
start
agree.
Out hard.
So is the way this gonna, is this going to go, Dovat? Like, you guys are going to go out and wherever you're going to be this weekend and you're just going to make him pick out a girl?
Yeah.
And then you'll talk him through it and off he goes.
Absolutely. That's exactly
what you're trying. Throw you in the pool and learn how to swim.
Yes.
Well, wait, let's take this one. Let's take
Daddy's
going
to raise his son, baby.
If I had Dovat in my corner, I'd whatever he says.
So let's you're not go. Just going to let him do his own thing. You're going to go there with him and then watch him and then sort of.
Everything. Okay. We're hanging out. We're having a good time. He's going to say, I like her, not her. I want her, not her. That type of thing. And then he's going to do it.
And Brandon,
does.
Don't even feel bad when Dovat takes home the girl that you want.
All right, so where are you planning on taking this dude this weekend?
I don't know. I got a couple of places in mind, but
I think it's better if we don't say.
Yeah, don't say.
Okay. All right.
I'm open to suggestions. I mean, if anybody knows the city, you don't want to.
But yeah, I think that it's best if the people there don't realize
don't
that
know.
He's coming.
Okay.
How about wardrobe? What you going to do with him?
Oh, we got to do a lot.
I am coaching a basketball game this afternoon, right? So I didn't feel like dressing up.
Hey, I've met you three times. I mean,
three
basketball games. But, yeah, we're going to have,
accept the help. It's not a bad thing.
I know, but.
You're fighting it, dude. You're fighting it.
You
feel rejected
too?
Right
your
now.
Wardrobe. My wardrobe, with the wardrobe, too.
That's the first thing that women notice.
That's
it's
the
like
first thing they look at.
You feel rejected now.
I do.
Hey,
it hurts.
You're gonna clean them up right here too.
Right here, shave it up a little.
I've been working on this for almost 22 years.
It's not working. Nothing is working.
Not working, baby. Can we get a clean shave?
You will not recognize him when he walks in the studio on Monday. I promise.
I feel rejected already.
Dude, we're getting you help, man.
I know.
What you're doing is not working. You don't have the tools.
You're defensive now, but in a couple of weeks from now, once Dolvet has done the makeover on you, you're going to be thanking us for this. I
thought the facial hair was cool.
No, dude, it's got to go.
Dude, everything you thought was cool.
Wow.
Hey, Brandon, how has cool worked out for you the last couple of years?
Touche.
Maybe it's not cool.
Upgrade your swagger. Let's go.
All right, so we're going to take a picture of you today also because we're going to get you online and see what he does with you this weekend.
It's the before and after.
All right, just be open. Just be a good soldier, okay? You don't have any input. When you're with a general and you're just a soldier, you don't get input. Okay, just listen to the
you're
man.
You're just saying, enlisted
you say,
right
sir,
now.
Sir, yes, sir.
Yes, you're enlisted right now, so you got to listen to the officer.
You just got drafted.
All my stylists out there, I'll be calling you guys. All my stylists out there, we got a project. Let's go.
All right.
This is The Bird Show.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight. Enjoy the excitement and play today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.